Thank you very much again, Alan. We'll close with news items about the bus that crashed into a lamppost outside the Theatre Royal and to the reopening of the Reindeer Pub on Dereham Road.
The driver of a Norwich sightseeing bus with 20 years' experience lost control on Friday and collided with a lamppost. Police were called to Theatre Street after reports a bus had crashed into a lamppost next to the pedestrian crossing opposite the Theatre Royal. David McMaster, owner of Away Days Norwich sightseeing bus, had just dropped off a party at the bus stop when the incident occurred. He said no passengers had been on the bus at the time. It was a bit of a panic, he said. I'd done a tour and was pulling away and the middle doors would not close. If that happens, it doesn't go into gear. I physically closed the doors, which put it into gear, but unfortunately left the handbrake off. I had to run back because I was in gear without me at the driver's seat. A spokesman for Norfolk Constabulary said no one was injured. The bus has now been removed from the scene and Council Highways team attended to repair the post.
A woman who has worked as a landlady in Norwich for 20 years has opened her newest venture. Lou Wilding had a soft reopening for the Reindeer Pub on Dereham Road this week. Ms. Wilding's speciality in the business is live music, and the pub has several upcoming events. An album launch by Norfolk eight-piece The Vagaband at the pub on March the 17th will mark the official opening. Ms. Wilding said, "The new Reindeer is all about beer, friends and music. The last few days have been good. We've had a lot of people popping in to say hello, lots of old customers." The traditional wooden floor is particularly good for acoustics and for the swing dancers she plans on hosting. Miss Wilding, originally from Wyndham, was previously landlady of the Wild Man on Bedford Street, owned by Punch Taverns. The Reindeer is owned by Elgood's Brewery and stocks all of Elgood ales, as well as various guest ales from local Norwich breweries. Miss Wilding is also looking forward to being part of the Norwich City of Ale Trail.
Well, we've come to the end of this edition of Chatterbox and we hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget that you have the magazine Norwich Citizen following on now, so do keep listening. When you have finished with the recording, simply place the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. The postal service is free, so you do not have to pay postage.
We hope you've enjoyed listening and thanks go to the whole of this Thursday's team. The editor today was Christine Gillam and the sound recordist was Tim Edwards. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 765 365. We have an answer phone where you can leave a message and we will get back to you as soon as we can. The office is not always manned, so don't worry if it takes a day or so to get back to you. Because we always will. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So now, as we reach the end of our recording, we'll say goodbye from
Chris
and Pauline.